The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. The power of erotic language, how words shape our experience of sex. Language is powerful. It shapes how we think, feel, and experience the world, including our sexuality. Yet when it comes to sex, the words we use often fall into two extremes, overly clinical or uncomfortably crude. Neither captures the richness, sensuality, and emotional depth of erotic experiences. So, how can we refine our sexual vocabulary to make it more empowering, intimate, and enticing? Let's explore some of the words we use and how small shifts in language can transform the way we connect with ourselves and our partners. When technical terms feel unsexy. Some scientific terms are accurate, but they don't carry the eroticism we want in intimate moments, such as masturbation. It's a clunky-sounding word and, given our cultural history of sexual suppression, also often carries undertones of shame or guilt. I prefer self-pleasure. Sounds inviting, emphasising pleasure rather than a disconnected act of getting off. Vulva, vagina, penis, look, great anatomical terms, but let's be honest, not the sexiest words in the heat of the moment. Although the right tone of voice can help. Like the ancient Chinese, they had wonderfully poetic terms like cinnabar crevice and jade stalk. The tantric traditions offer yoni and lingam, which roll off the tongue quite nicely. Even common colloquial words like pussy and cock can be playful and fun. Or make up your own. Honeypot, butterfly, joystick, chubby, instrument of love. The possibilities are endless. Then there are words that are technical, but they actually feel more erotic, more sensual than their common slang counterparts. For example, fellatio and cunnilingus. I think these words have a sophistication and a sensuality more so than slang words like giving head, going down, eating out, or giving a BJ, which can sound mechanical, transactional, a bit crude. Although actually I do like the term going down as it has a sense of anticipation. Then there are words that I think are disempowering, that reinforce unhelpful perspectives about sex. The most one is penetration. Yep, it's a pretty aggressive word. It literally means breaking through resistance. Not exactly the feeling we want to evoke in an act of love and pleasure. And it also centres the experience on the penetrator, reinforcing old tropes of sex as something a penis does to a reluctant or passive vagina. So a simple shift in language to inviting in, entering, enveloping, connecting, merging, that puts the focus on mutual pleasure and connection, far more than penetrating. Then there are many common terms that lack eroticism. So, you know, it's just some of these commonly used words, they actually strip away the sensuality of sex. And so it feels sort of functional or a bit crude rather than pleasurable. Take horny. I'm horny sounds more like a biological complaint than an enticing invitation. Something more like I'm feeling amorous or I'm feeling desirous. I don't know. I think it adds a little bit more depth and romance. Squirting. Look, I don't know about you. They say moist is the ugliest word in the English language, but personally, squirt is worse. I don't know, it sounds like icky and abrupt. I prefer gush, or wet orgasm, or release of ambrosia. Female ejaculate. Well, look, speaking of ambrosia, why use a male-centric term for a female experience? In ancient tantric and Taoist traditions, the liquid a woman can release during sex was considered an ambrosia, an elixir, a fountain of goodness. So let's reclaim that reverence and sexiness with a better word than female ejaculate. Getting off's another one. I don't know. So makes sex sound more like a to-do list rather than a journey. How about feeling satisfied or fully satiated? It's much more fulfilling. Even the term have sex. Do you want to have sex? It's neutral but uninspiring. How about, hey, let's make love. How about we have some playtime? Why don't we take this to the bedroom? Or, we could get more intimate. something that actually sparks desire. Even words like shag, let's shag, or fuck, hey, let's fuck, that can sound sexy when the mood is right. Much better than, do you want to have sex? Then some sexual language reinforces linear thinking, a concept I'm always going on about, right? Sexual experiences should not be a rigid sequence, so you don't want to use words that reinforce that, such as foreplay, because that term makes everything leading up to intercourse seem like a warm-up rather than a delicious experience in its own right. So let's drop the hierarchy and just call it pleasure, pleasurable activities. Finishing, that's another word. It's often used as a euphemism for orgasm, especially male ejaculation. But that suggests that pleasure has a definite endpoint. It finishes with the ejaculation. But what if we saw intimacy as a shared experience that wanders rather than a race to the finish line? It's actually an act that finishes whenever it feels right, rather than when a particular behaviour occurs. Then sometimes language needs more nuance or a richer description. Like the word initiation, that sort of seems like you got to do something and then there's a yes or no. But really, desire is a dance between two people. So think of initiation as invitation or seduction. So it becomes more of a natural evolving process, one of growing connection, curiosity, and enticement. So when we reimagine the language we use to talk about sex, we open up a whole new dimension of pleasure, of intimacy and connection. By choosing words that reflect sensuality, playfulness, mutuality and empowerment, we enrich our experiences and create a more vibrant erotic life. So what words do you use to describe your desires, and how might shifting your language transform the way you experience intimacy?